The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 18, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in future shall any of us cease to be.
This is very important for the modern scientist, philosophers. They say that after finishing this body, no more exists, finished, everything is finished. This is not new. In only time also there were atheists like Charvaka Muni. He also said like that. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya puno kuta punaragamana bhavet. So why you are worrying about next life? As soon as this body is born into ashes, everything is finished. According to Vedic funeral ritualistic ceremony, the body is born. There are three end of the body. Either to become stool, or to become ashes, or to become earth. Those who are bearing the body, just like the Christian Mohammedans do, the body becomes earth, everything. From the earth it has come up. Dust thou art, dust thou beest. This beautiful body, nice body, will become earth. And those who are burning, so that body will become ashes. And those who throw the body to be eaten by jackals and crows, they become stool. This is the end of the body. We are taking so much care of this body. But the ultimate end of this body is either stool, earth or ashes. So foolish person who are in the bodily concept of life, they are thinking, after all this body will be finished, for so long the body is there, senses are there, let us enjoy. Why so much restriction? No illicit sex, no gambling, no. These are all nonsense. Let us enjoy life. This is atheistic life. Foolish life. They do not know. No. The body is not all. This is the first lesson to understand what is spiritual life, what is spiritual knowledge. With all aspects they do not know. Therefore Krishna, first of all, slapped Arjuna, asachyanana suhutastam prajñāvādāṁ. He do not know what is the fact, and talking like a very learned man. Just try to understand what is true. Natu eva aham jāt. First thing is that nasa. We have no nasam. We never die. That will be explained later on, how more clearly. We do not die. Nasam. At any time. It's not that sometimes we die and sometimes, no. Any time. Jatu. At any time. So, sir, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You may not die. But we don't. We are ordinary living entities. So Krishna says, nāsaṁ na tam na na aham na tu eva aham jātu nāsaṁ na tam. Neither you nor I. We never know. So it may be, I am your friend and you are Krishna, therefore the others will die. No. Name is anadipa. Neither this, all these people, all the soldiers, the kings who have assembled here, they also not. There is no end. They will never die. So, na caiva na bhavishyama. It is not that we did not exist in the past and we are existing at present, that is, everyone knows. So in the future, don't think that we may not exist. Na bhavishyama, it is not that we shall not exist in the future. Na bhavishyama, not exist, and you see, another not. Two nots makes one yes. Two negative makes one positive. So therefore you have two negative. Na caiva na bhavishyama. Na bhavishyama means not to exist in the future. That is not. That means we shall exist. Na caiva na bhavishyama. Sarve, all of us. All of us. You. Not that I am, because I am God, because you are my friend, God's friend, and all others. No, everyone. This is knowledge. In the Kathopanishad there is the verse, Nitya Nityanam. Nitya Nityanam. Nityanam means ever existing. Nitya means ever. Always. So, either Krishna or we, every one of us are ever existing. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, if Krishna is ever existing, so we are also very existing. A particle of gold is gold, qualitatively. The value of gold mine and the gold earring may be different. Gold earring may be, say, $100. But gold mine, millions of dollars. But both of them are gold. Not that it is iron, therefore less value. No. A small quantity. Krishna is the Supreme Spirit person. He is all-pervading. Everywhere he is present. He is so expansive. We are simply, we are also all pervading, but within this body. That's all. Krishna is all pervading means throughout the whole creation. Krishna all pervading. And we are also all pervading only in this body. You are all pervading within your body. I know the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. So, all-pervading means within this body. If I pinch anyone, I feel pain. But you will not feel. If I pinch my body, I will feel pain. You will not feel. Therefore, you are not all-pervading, I am not all-pervading. But Krishna is all-pervading. When I feel pain, Krishna knows it. Vidaham samiti itam. I know everything. That is Krishna. Try to understand distinction between Krishna and us. He is all pervading. But he is nitya, ever existing. We are also ever existing. Nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetananam. We have got knowledge, Krishna has got knowledge. But we have got limited knowledge, Krishna has got unlimited knowledge. That is the difference. Krishna is also cognizant. He also has knowledge. Nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetananam. Then where is the difference between Krishna and us? Yes, there is difference. What is that? That Krishna, singular number, nitya, nityanam. Nityanam, this is plural number. Chetana, chetananam. Chetananam, this is plural number. So there is one person, singular number, others, they are plural number. We, jivas. Anantaya kalpate. Jivas, that is described, the dimension of the jiva. I have several times explained. Kesagra sadhavagasya satadha kalpitasya cha. First of all, divide the tip of the hair into 100 parts. Then take another one of the parts, 100 parts. Again divide into 100 parts. That is small, less than atom, that is the magnitude of the jiva. And they are anantaya kalpate. There is no limit. There is no limit. How many living entities are there? If you search out, after passing stool, if you search out stool, you will find millions of living entities, germs. Even from the hole of your room, there is small hole, and there are ants. Hundreds and thousands will come out. So similarly, within the hole, within the earth, within the air, within the fire even, there are germs and fires, worms in the fire. These askers, they do not know. They simply think, because nitya, nitya means ever existing, so in the fire, the living entity does not die. They sterilize. Now it is sterilized, that is all nonsense. Sterilize means the body is killed, not this. That is abortion. The body is killed. Contraction, the body is killed. But the soul is not killed. If you make some inconvenience to the soul, who has taken shelter in the womb, and he kills the body, then he will have to search out another body. This is going. Just see how much rascal civilization is going. They are thinking they kill. This way kill, that way kill. No. It is sinful because you create inconvenience to that particular soul. You are taking shelter. Karmana devana trena diha ubhavati. By his karma, he has been given shelter. To develop a body, and if you kill that body, that means you go against the order of the Supreme, Daivanetri. Suppose you are destined to occupy some room, and somebody does not allow you to enter the room. Is it not criminal? Is it criminal? Unlawful detention, unlawful. It is unlawful, even in the state. Similarly, a living entity is developing one body, and if you kill that, you become immediately criminal, punishable. And the living entity who is checked to develop body, he is put into inconvenience. He is also sinful. He is also sinful. Therefore, it may be simply he is wandering from one womb to another, one womb to another, one womb. Because he committed that sinful activity, aversion. Now, the man who causes this aversion, he also being punished, that you will never see the light of this world. You will simply we have to be one home to another, one to another. One. So, nature's punishment is like that. Like these foolish people, they do not know. Nitya-nityana. So every living entity is nitya, and Krishna is nitya. He is similar number, we are two number. That is it. We are many, Krishna is one. There cannot be many Krishna, but there are many living entities. So what is the difference between the similar number? That is also stated here. Eka bahunam jo vidudhat kaman. This one singular number is supplying all the necessities of this plural. Is it not fact? We are very much disturbed overpopulation. There is no nonsense. Krishna is quite able If there is overpopulation, there cannot be overpopulation, because there are already ananta living entities. Why do you speaking of overpopulation? It is already there, you cannot count. There is no question of it. There are already overpopulation. And they can be provided by Krishna. Ekajo bahunam vidhatinam. Krishna is not limited. He is also unlimited. He can provide unlimited living entities. There is no scarcity of food. So this theory, the upper population, is nonsense. It is also nonsense. There cannot be overpopulation. But there is a restriction by nature. Nature will restrict production of food if there are demons. Nature will not provide the demons. You will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto. Nature is quite prepared to supply all the food. But as soon as there are number of demons, because the whole plan is to correct. Just like the criminals are sent to the prison house for being corrected, so that they may not again commit criminals. That is the purpose of. Similarly, we are all criminals who are in this material world. The purpose is to be correct. We wanted to imitate Krishna, to become Krishna, and therefore we violated the orders of Krishna, and that criminality means material life. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakare, pasete maya tare japatiya tare. This is maya. This material world, maya, this body is false, maya. So we have to accept this body because we wanted to